It's Friday, the 5th of September. Apparently, I've been saying August for the past 2 or 3 days. Jethro Tull. It's another lovely, calm, still morning. It's the slightest breeze. Hardly anything. But it's grey skies again. But it's very muggy. Even the house can feel the clamminess. It's great. It's great going back to some sort of summer, an Indian summer possibly. I worked hard yesterday in the garden, tearing out so much stuff in preparation for fresh new planting, and tore down the old shed, yes. Didn't realise it was so rotten at the back. Yeah. It's gone, so there's a big space now where it stood, an empty space. But also memories of Flopsy the rabbit. It was a bespoke, custom-built, gigantic hutch for a rabbit that I built years and years ago. So it's kind of sad in a way to take down the hand-carved letters that I pinned on to the front of the hutch that read Flopsy. And put them, well, I could have kept them, I suppose, but what's the point? Put them with the rest of the wood. So as I say, there's now a great big gap where the new shed shall go, but not just as big. But it's very, very strange. It's been strange looking out into this void, this new garden that I've obtained, albeit temporary. But in the same respect, it's gave me an awful lot of incentive. It's boosted my physical fitness. It's boosted my morale. I'm going to bed now at night and thinking, planning out the next day and feeling great. It's as if this week, between getting that burden lifted from me and having all this physical and mental energy, it's gave me a right old boost. I feel, I can't remember this, the last time I felt this good. I really do, I feel great. I really feel great. And that's good, isn't it? So, I'll tell you what. Let's go into the new, albeit temporary garden. Let's go into the forest. I'm just heading from the back door, due south, towards the back fence that's no longer there. And here, below the large and vigorous laurel bush, which has to be constantly hacked back, I'm in below it now. Now I'm walking where the compost bins are, raised ground. To my left is my, I can never remember if it's Chamaesiparis or Cypressus, my beautiful big Wisleyi conifer with its 18 inch diameter trunk. That's been a great plant. And now I'll tread carefully, don't trip over the marker string for the holes and the holes. 1, 2, 7, 8 2 feet deep holes for the posts, which hopefully will go in tonight. And as I step over this, now we're into the forest. We have bramble growing rough at one wee corner, and then we have elder. and then Scots pine, and a standard birch tree. The young robin here. And then we have another Scots pine. And we come to the lazy tree, which is ash. Lazy because it's last into bud and first to drop its leaves. Hence, lazy tree. I do like ash when it's in bud, those beautiful black buds that it gets its name from. I don't think the leaves are attractive. They look like leaves you would get in a weed. Now we come to the silver birch tree, which I planted there with permission years ago. It's now about 30 odd feet high. It's looking grand. And a young robin, and then a young Scots pine. It's on about 12 feet high, but they're beautiful trees. I do love the Scots pine. I love the scent of them. And then I can actually walk across, if I wanted to the big Leylandii, which is even bigger at the base than I imagined from over the fence. It's got a trunk. Oh my, yeah, that's got to be over 2 feet wide at the bottom. Majestic, majestic. It's nice to tread through trees. I used to do as a kid, and just went a walk through the woods and had fun and played and hid behind them, hide and seek. But even just walking through trees is lovely. It gives me a chance to look back at the house from a different angle and from a wider prospect. Now I can see the back of the house and the ivy. It's turning crimson red. It's going to be gorgeous if the weather stays like this. Should really take some photographs. Not now. This is really nice. I do wish I could keep this wee bit of ground. Tidy it up a bit. Have some deer and wild boar. Well, okay, one deer and one wild boar. That's lovely. It's lovely walking below trees and in and out of farms. Yeah, it is. Makes you feel good. Well, it makes me feel good anyway. Standing below trees, when you think about it, you're inconspicuous. No one can see you. No one can see you from above. In other words, you don't really exist. You're just part of the trees. Sometimes it's good to be inconspicuous. Sometimes it's good to be well, nothing really. Just for that wee bit. You don't want to be nothing all your life, but just for those wee moments in time where you're the least important thing. Mm-hmm. See, not easy, Jet Captain. Can't see me standing in the garden this morning. It's probably the same guy that flies over at the same time every morning, like the bus on the road. Hey, can't see that guy this morning. I see Banks North. So pleasant here this morning. Really nice. I'll miss it when the fence goes back up. Perhaps I'll leave a gate in it. As well, brambles have berries on them. Might just risk getting tricked to death picking them off. Cross the line back into the reality, real world, of where it's still my favourite wee spot there.